I think even more than ever, we're looking for ways to improve our well-being. To help us with this, the authors of a new book, How to Be a Well-Being, have put together what they call some unofficial rules to allow us to live every day, to help us manage uncertainty, pressure, anxiety, and pandemic pandemonium, as they put it. I recently spoke with one of the authors, Sanjeev Sandhu, and I started by asking Sanjeev how he got involved in the project, what were his and his fellow authors' reasons behind it.
What I want you to do right now, and for everybody who's listening to this, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes and think of the handful of people in your life right now who are flourishing, who are living their genuinely best lives, not just the best life on Instagram, but their genuinely best lives, their authentic best self. And I want you to think about how sad is it and how unfortunate is it that you can only think of a handful of people. And we wanted to create a book to really help more adults live their best life on simple terms. So the book is based purely on the science of positive psychology, purely on the science of human flourishing. But it's all broken down into simple, doable things that you and I can do every single day.
And you lay out these 22 rules for life for us to follow, don't you? Obviously, we've not got time to go through each and every one of those. And also, I don't want to stop people from buying your book. But can I ask you for your top two, Sanjeev?
So first rule that I'd love to share with you, Michelle, and all your listeners is rule number 6, and that is to say thank you. So gratitude expression is so much science behind it, but the feeling of expressing gratitude is one of the best feelings in the world. So that could be thanking somebody or something, and not just what you're grateful for, but why you're grateful for it. And you can, you know, if you've got time, look into the science of gratitude, but try and do and express gratitude to somebody you care for today. Send them a text, give them a phone call, and let them know how much you think about them and why you think that about them, and let the power of gratitude do it for yourself. You know, behind the scenes, we call it the fertilizer of happiness. And I want everybody who's listening to this right now to give it a go for themselves.
Awesome. So gratitude, attitude. And number two?
Rule number two that I love is rule number 19, and that is to carry on squeezing. And for a few seconds here, again, I want everybody to close their eyes, and I want you to imagine yourself in your bathroom. And you've probably got a toilet, you've probably got a sink, you might have a window, and you probably have a mirror. And in that mirror, twice a day, hopefully, you look at yourself brushing your teeth. Now, when you have a toothpaste tube, and you have your fresh toothpaste tube, and you have a thick, big, fat, sausage-like toothpaste tube, easy peasy, toothpaste squeezy, then depending on who you're sharing a bathroom with and what the circumstances in your bathroom are, that tube gets depleted very, very quickly. Now, when that tube gets almost empty, are you the type of person who squeezes that toothpaste tube to get as much out of it as possible, or are you somebody who goes for a fresh tube? Now, simple analogy of toothpaste, of course, but life is the exact same as toothpaste. And the more that you squeeze, the more you get out. So carry on squeezing is a rule that fundamentally changed my life for the better.
Now, I love this book. It's really engaging. It's really easy to read. There's humour. It's no nonsense. How can people pick up a copy?
So you can go to any good bookstore online, I imagine, in these times. So Amazon, Wiley, the publisher himself, and a few others. And you can pick up a copy there. It'd be very cheap on Amazon. But if you want a signed copy, then you can contact one of the authors themselves. That's me, Dr. Andy Cope, or Pooley in the USA. And we'd love to send you a signed copy. I believe you also, Michelle, you can have a couple of giveaways, which is great too. But yeah, the book is available online. And please enjoy it. And if you do read it, let me know what you think about it.
Thanks so much to Sanjeev Sandhu for taking time out to speak with me. As he mentioned, we do have two copies of this book to give away. All you have to do to be in with a chance to win a copy is let us know what you do at the moment to look after your well-being. Send your answer to studio@worldradio.ch and we'll draw the two lucky winners on Wednesday the 10th of March. That's it for this Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.